When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
So thanks again for joining us. And I want to just remind everyone to don't forget, you can also listen to us on different podcast streaming not websites, streaming avenues, outlets, whatever the word is. We're available on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcast streaming. We should be there. We'll have different special, like, midweek episodes where we just kind of talk about what happened, like what we've been up to during the week. And I think later on in the future, just keep in mind, we will only probably be doing video episodes every couple weeks or so. Yes. We just wanted to, you know, kind of like roll them out just to kind of get started and kind of get used to everything. And since we are, we're going to start doing it only just every 2 weeks. We're not sure when yet, but we'll keep you guys posted. And then like in between those 2 weeks, it'll be on just podcast only. So
yeah,
like Spotify, like I said, Google, Apple Podcasts.
Every 2 weeks, probably a video.
Then the week, so yeah, video, then just regular podcast, video, podcast. Mm-hmm. So you can go back and forth. And of course, as always, all our video podcasts are also available on the streaming sites, not just YouTube. Just the video ones are the only ones that we put out on YouTube. So you can check us out there. If you have any questions or any suggestions or any, you know, any types of anime or K-pop stuff you want us to talk about, just drop a line, annamunchiesla@gmail.com. And hopefully we'll get back to you sooner than later.
We will.
And so today, as always, start off with some food. And we'll be heading down to, I guess, San Diego might be the
closest one?
Most of the areas where it's usually located. If you're a barbecue fan like we are, then if you're from Southern California, you've been to San Diego. Even I think there's one up near Temecula. You should know about Phil's Barbecue.
Yes.
One of the reasons why this was brought up, because randomly my parents were down in San Diego and they're like, do you want anything?
And do you want anything from San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah. Phil's.
So we told them, like, they actually went to Haramama, which is one of, you know, the ramen and bun place that we, the character buns that we talked about the other time. So they actually checked it out. They liked it. They enjoyed it. And on their way back, they're picking up some Phil's.
Yeah, they're going to give us some Phil's too.
So I have to pick it up after.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be today, whenever we're filming this, or whenever you see this. So we're getting Phil's Barbecue. Sorry, not sorry.
And then I guess, like, what we usually get from Phil's Barbecue is the beef ribs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're known for a lot of different things, but
they have, like, regular, like, pork ribs and then brisket.
Right.
Right?
Actually, no. I don't think they have brisket. They have, like, tri-tip. But mostly we usually get, oh, yeah, they have chicken. They have pulled pork. It's, like, the one thing that they don't have is brisket, which is fine, though.
Yeah.
But the beef ribs is what we usually get, and they're huge.
Yeah,
they're, like,
they're
size of Haley's arms.
Yeah.
It's like eating Haley's arms, a bunch of them. We usually get, like, the five-piece dinner.
Yeah, because I only probably maybe eat one and a half.
And we stock up on mac salad. The mac salad is super good, too.
Yeah, the mac salad, and I like their onion rings as well.
Oh, yeah, they're known for their beer-battered onion rings. It's super popular, and it's super affordable, too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Thinking about it from a barbecue, like, price perspective. It's I guess it's family owned, but it's also like a chain also at the same time. Mm-hmm. They have multiple locations, probably like six to maybe even more.
Yeah, but they're all kind of closer to San Diego area.
Right. They're just like all in that general like southern, like super South California.
Yeah.
And yeah, because there's none anywhere in Orange County, LA County.
Which is kind
of
a good thing. Otherwise, I think we would get it too often.
Too often. Right. It's not as special. Right. One thing with the beef ribs too, when we get them, you got to make sure you ask for their sauce on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what we prefer. Like, just so it's not like soaked with the sauce all over it. Right. And then, I don't know. I just like the taste of the beef ribs on its own.
Without the sauce, yeah.
And if you want, I put the sauce sometimes, but it's on the side. So I can just put a little bit like before every bite, mm-hmm. mix it up a little bit.
It makes it easier to eat too, because then your hands don't get super dirty. Because like if you have the sauce, it's so like...
It's going to be dirty either way, but yeah, it's less wet, yeah. I guess. And their sauce is more like a vinegar base, so it's a little bit more, like, has a more tart, like barbecue, mesquite tart kind of flavor. Super good, though. Really, really like it. And also, we always get ranch. Stock up on the ranch, and we always, you know, use that for our fries. Not for the beef, but for the fries.
For the fries.
I think they have like cornbread, and they have like whoopie pies.
They have a lot of stuff.
They have a lot of different stuff. Whoopie pies, if you're not too familiar, it's just two like soft cookie looking things.
It's chocolate usually, right?
Yeah, like chocolate, and then they have like a filling inside. Like think of a giant Oreo, except like it's like a cake, like a type like carbohydrate.
Kind of like ding dongs? I don't know.
Ding dongs are covered. I guess ding dongs without the chocolate layer all around it, kind of thing. So it's almost like moon pies, but moon pies are also have that layer around them. Mm-hmm. But if you remove that like coating, like the chocolate or whatever layer, then that's a whoopie pie.
Yeah.
So it's really good though. You know what? The lines, I don't know. Like every time we used to go, the lines are insane actually.
Like before COVID.
I think because I think they finally started having, it's still outdoor dining right now here in California.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of outdoor space, like at their restaurants, which is really, really helpful for the like if you want to dine in kind of thing. And so they have a lot of tables. Last time we went was during COVID also.
We went twice during COVID.
Yeah.
And then I think the first time it was still when it was strict and it was takeout only. So we had to get a takeaway.
So
and
the second time
we
was...
went to eat at that park, remember?
Yeah. And then
the second time it was outdoor dining, so we sat down and they had like all these outdoor tables in the parking lot.
And another thing too is like what some of the restaurants, like they could convert their indoor area to outdoor ish, like
quote unquote outdoor dining. It's considered outdoor just because the windows are like so huge, so like there's a lot of ventilation.
So like the windows, like they just pull it off, so it's like it's almost like it retracts, like almost like a garage kind of
right,
thing,
yeah.
Like halfway through. So it's like a lot of ventilation, technically, you know, fresh air from outside.
Use that as outdoor dining.
So yeah, that's why it's like, it's been super packed. The lines, even like we said before, and even during COVID, I guess during, if you go during the rush hour times, you know, lunchtime, actual dinner time. It's like the line is super long. It like snakes outside. It's not really an hour though, I wouldn't say. It's more intimidating than what it ends up being.
Right, because they're pretty fast.
They have a lot of people on registers taking orders. Maybe like, I don't think I've ever seen less than like seven open at a time. And it's just like boom, boom, boom. It's so fast. They're very efficient and they're really quick with it. Even like getting the food ready after you order is super quick. So, I mean... If you don't get intimidated, is all I want to say. Is just if you
remember when the line is long, that means it's good.
Right, but and like I said, if you don't have time, even though you know it's good, it's just
And I think you can also order for pickup, like if you don't want to wait in that line.
Oh right, there might be. Yeah, I think So there's also a pickup line that people sometimes mistake for like the dining one. So just go up to the front and then double check, because like usually. People are not aware of that too. And that line is like even super shorter if you're just taking out.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that too if you're just taking out. Because that's what a lot of people do. They also take out. And like Haley said, we just went to a park nearby. Because it's like the one we went to when we went to the park was like near SeaWorld. So we're like in the same like water area near like where SeaWorld is.
Yeah.
So
it's like opposite.
There's a lot of different options and places to eat. Like San Diego's always really good with that stuff. It's always for the most part clean and you don't have to be too worried. It's not like as dangerous, fairly safe.
Yeah.
So check it out. Get those beef ribs. Get, if you want the pork ribs, get the pork ribs.
Yeah, but we recommend the beef one.
And get the mac salad for sure. If you're not a mac salad fan, you can get the beans and the onion rings. The beans are decent, not the usual beans, what you'd expect. Onion rings are also super good. Mm-hmm. If you order a large of the onion rings, you definitely get your money's worth. Yeah, I remember it was a lot.
That's a lot. You can probably just share it with like a group of people.
Right. Don't get it for yourself. Yeah. Disclaimer right now. And get some ranch, get some barbecue sauce. Boom, you're ready. Mm-hmm. So Phil's Barbecue, whenever you're around Southern California, just look it up. See if there's any nearby. Check it out. Grab something. Enjoy. Get some good barbecue.
Yes.
No brisket, sorry. But
yeah. The ribs are good.
But the ribs, beef ribs, oh man. Can't wait. Next is Haley's specialty.
Oh, it's already that time.
It's that time.
Oh, boy.
K-pop and Haley.
Yay! And guess what? I get to talk about BTS again, finally.
You must be so excited. So here, it's actually her specialty, like her specialty.
Well, so, I mean, there hasn't really been much going on with BTS, to be honest. But coming up on February 23rd, they're going to be having a show with MTV. It's going to be like an Unplugged concert.
Oh, man. I haven't seen those in a while. Yeah. I used to watch, I think, Unplugged concerts even for like rock bands back in like during the day.
I really like it because I feel like you can hear their vocals more, and then because having a live band is really nice as well.
It sounds so cool, like having live bands, even for like K-pop. You wouldn't expect it. Like, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, there's like live bands for K-pop.
Yeah.
Then, like, you know, like obviously recently was the Blackpink concert where they had like a live band. Mm. But then even like BTS had another kind of live band kind of thing.
Yeah, it's called Tiny Desk Concert.
Yeah,
it's,
that
like,
one
on
was
YouTube.
Really cool. So check out BTS Tiny Desk Concert if you want to
really
see
good.
A live band playing while they're singing, because it's all the like there's like. It doesn't feel like there was any recording. It was the live band playing like all the actual soundtrack and the music. It was very cool to hear. I'm like, it feels more like, you know, lively and like jazzy and kind of thing. It's really, really cool.
I really feel like you can hear their vocals more too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more like acoustic, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you could say that's kind of like their acoustic version.
Yeah. But yeah, so on February 23rd. When is that?
February 23rd. I don't even know what date it is today. So February 23rd.
Is that Tuesday, I think?
And
it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So here it would be 6 p.m.
Right.
EST.
I mean, it might be too late by the time this comes out anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
So, but anyway. But, I mean, that's what we'll be watching.
And it's at like 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you said. So we'll be watching it around 6 p.m.
Yeah. They're going to be doing songs from their newest album, which is this one here. It's the B album. It's called B, like B-E.
B-E. B.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one was actually released in November, and this is the deluxe edition that you could only get through pre-order. So, of course, I had to get it, because I don't know if this was going to be, like, one of their last albums. Well, supposedly, but then, because Jin is not going to the military anymore, they're probably going to put out more albums.
Too. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Like, but they didn't expect that, so, like,
right,
that's
so
why.
That the expectation
deal.
Was this would probably be the last full album, right?
Exactly, I don't think so anymore. They'll put out more albums for sure.
Definitely, while they have Jin and Suga still here.
Yeah, but this album actually is more personal because they wrote it during COVID, so it's all like their personal experiences and feelings based on what they were going through during the pandemic. So it's really more like. Not genuine, but then more like their personal feelings. I don't know how to explain it. What would the word be for that? Sentimental to them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good... Emotional and stuff like you said is, I think, is good too. Is there any, like, songs that, you know, maybe the general fan was, like, would at least know from this album?
Their main one is Life Goes On.
Life
so basically that one's, like, talking about, like, even during the pandemic, you know, we had hard times going through it, but like life will go on no matter what.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they're obviously they did a good job with selling it too, I'm sure. Like you said, they even marketed like this, it's a deluxe edition or something like that.
Edition.
And as always, as with every K-pop album you get.
What are you going to say? If there's different versions, this is the only
version. No, I was going to actually say it comes with
photo cards
okay, yeah, the whole spiel, and all that kind of stuff. There's no different versions like Blackpink.
Yeah, so for this specific album, they just made one version. And then actually, because usually with the photo cards, like he was saying, you usually get random members. But this one, they put all seven members in.
Which
like,
is nice.
None of them was different.
All of, you get the whole
you
set.
Get all of them this time.
Collect
so
them
I
all.
I finally got Jimin and V.
I know, right? She's been trying to get them. And she has so many other albums and still had no Jimin. This is her first Jimin default,
it
right?
No. I had Jimin. But
never mind.
But I didn't have V at all.
Oh, but you wanted V.
Yeah.
Did you get Jin too?
I have Jin.
Yeah, Jin also. Jin, you had everyone else, basically, right? But I guess now you have V.
Now I have all of them, yeah.
Collection complete. Mm-hmm. Good job. Congratulations.
Yes. I can die happy now.
So, I guess we'll be checking out that concert.
Yeah, that's what we'll be watching. I'm excited.
Sorry we couldn't get this earlier, so
know,
you don't know ahead
of
time.
It was kind of just announced like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was very recent.
Yeah, very
so if anything, by the time you hear or watch this,
see
listen to
YouTube.
This, you can find videos on it. So it's going to be readily available.
Yeah, because it's really new because Jungkook's hair is still blonde.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's very recent.
Yeah, and then does he have his like hair tied back sometimes still?
No. Doesn't have that anymore.
Dang, I really like, you look really cool with that hair.
With his man bun.
And I mean that's pretty much it because they're just gonna be performing mostly from the B album, right?
Yeah, that's
and that's BE, not like the letter B.
Yeah, I mean, like I wonder if they'll do older songs because at the Tiny Desk concert, I know that they did their older one, like Spring Day and Save Me, which are like classic.
You never know. I'm looking forward to it because I'm pretty sure they'll throw something in.
Yeah.
There is Dynamite on.
Dynamite is on,
is on this
so
one
they'll
too.
Do that.
So Dynamite's another one.
I forgot about Dynamite. It's been so long. That's been like almost a year.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of good songs. And then if you're just recently getting into them, if they play some of the old songs, then you can kind of hear. I really like some of their old stuff too. Like I just recently discovered after I heard Haley listening to some other older songs, like some of them.
Piper.
Yeah, that's like R-rated that one, but it's like.
Destroy
it's
me.
Really, it's like really good though. Pied
the
Piper.
So
what's that Christmas or like not Christmas? The one that with
Dimple.
Dimple is good too.
Crystal Snow. But that one's Japanese.
Yeah, so like that song is actually in Japanese, but it's insane. Like the note that Jin hits.
Yeah,
it's like so subtle. Notes. It's in the background, so it's not really like you wouldn't know unless you also watch. Like you pay attention to the song a lot, which I can hear though, because I'm really sensitive to all the
like
the music and like I don't know, like I'm kind of like really.
I would have missed it if I hadn't watched the video.
But also, the video when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this dude
is
insane.
He goes like up 4 octaves, right?
He goes like so high, like he's just someone else is singing and he's just singing like the background part. He's like, and he keeps going higher and higher and higher. It sounds like he's gonna.
His throat
is gonna explode.
It sounds like someone's like grabbing his balls or something.
I think he's going
higher. So high. I'm like, how can he reach
maybe
that?
Maybe he can't see it. He's grabbing his own balls just to get higher and higher.
I think that's what Britney said to him.
It's insane. I like. That's why I love Jin because it's amazing how like. How high he could actually hit his notes.
Yeah, and he had no previous training.
No training, like with dancing or singing. Like he was just found. Like, and he was just going to college at that time.
He was
like,
found
on the
bus.
Discovered on the bus.
Yeah.
And he just made it.
Yeah.
Like, so good for him. But, like, I remember that's like Crystal Snow. So check that out. It's all in Japanese. They have a lot of different songs that are just full Japanese as well.
Yeah, they have Japanese albums too.
And, Crystal Snow. And check out, BE if you haven't. You'll probably know some of the songs. If not, like Haley said, you'll enjoy them.
Yeah, for BE. This album, it's a lot more like mellow songs. It's not like they're super hype.
Oh yeah,
songs.
It's definitely more mellow.
It's more like emotional kind of thing.
So check it out.
Yes.
What is that?
I said yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said BTS really fast. Is this
BTS?
Okay. And so after K-pop, sorry Haley, we are done now with the K-pop talk. Bye bye BTS. Jin-sama. And we'll get into gaming. Just a little quick gaming one. It's actually we're gonna be talking about a mobile game. It's like the first time they're actually it's not mobile. It's also
it's on PC
as well.
Yeah.
We're talking about Genshin Impact. It's fairly new. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it or have seen it. They marketed it a lot.
Like, yeah,
they marketed
it up the ass, anime, like, everywhere.
You know what Genshin Impact
like
is.
Anime-looking characters.
Genshin Impact is also, like I said, available on mobile. I play on mobile. It's available on PC. I'd play PC, but our PCs currently suck right now. And it's a kind of like an adventure RPG.
Yeah.
I guess I could put in parentheses MMO. It's not really MMO-ish, but you could play with up to four characters or four players at the same time, like in the same kind of server. And it's like the artwork is really nice. It reminds me of an anime style of the most recent Zelda game. Oh, I can't even think
of it.
Yeah.
Is that one?
I hope so. We might be wrong, but she might be right. But
I
yeah.
Think that's the most
yeah, so I think yeah, Zelda Breath of the Wild, like that kind of animation style, which I heard it got like a lot of, you know, a lot of people were complaining like, why is it copying it? But I mean,
well,
it's
yeah,
not
it was Breath of the Wild.
it's not copying it because it's totally different, like the story, and then
yeah.
You can control four different characters. You switch out.
People are just haters.
Yeah. So, and then, like I said, with any type of like, you know, if there's a mobile version, that means there's gachapon. Gacha is always involved.
Your favorite.
And I don't whale or anything. Whale is like when you spend money to get all the items or like the characters you want, because in order to get more characters, like especially like the, I guess I could say the better characters or the cooler ones, you have to use gachapon, which is like a random. It's almost like a lottery kind of system where like you just hope you get
like a pull.
Yeah,
like a
pull. You could pull either one at a time or 10. Usually the one when you pull 10 for all gachapon type games, you have a higher chance of getting a better item or a better character. You'd hope. And that's what I did too. Like I save up all the premium currency, which is what you use to get and pull like characters and special like items. You can get them for free by completing quests. It's like a lot harder. Or if you're a whale and you just blow
that money,
make it rain, get what you want. Hopefully, I played when it came out. That was in September in 2020. So like about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Like it was the end of September. I played for a couple months. I stopped because I was devastated when I saved so much of it's.
You
they're called Primo Gems, Primo Gems, and I saved up so much.
Yeah.
And then I spent it all on Klee, hoping to just get her as a character.
You
I really like her
because
it's so cool. She has like bombs. It's like this little girl has bombs throwing around, and she's like also OP.
She's OP. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her like abilities, and like she's really strong. And guess what? I think I pulled like 10 pulls and 0 Klees.
Yeah.
I got so many duplicates of some other stupid characters that I don't even care about or use. I was so devastated.
Yeah, he was pissed. So he
and I was
playing.
Done. I was done, and I'm back now. For some reason, I just started back a couple of days ago. I guess it's Brittany's fault again. Brittany is always mentioned on this podcast a lot because it's always her fault. She started playing it. I think I saw IG story and Haley told me she was playing it. And I was like, let me see how it is. I updated my game. And then so I started kind of playing it again. And main reason that also I wanted to play again is because I saw there's a current event. It's almost like their Lunar New Year. Mm-hmm. And Genshin Impact is actually as much as people would think it's like Japanese or maybe some American. It's actually Chinese. So it's like a Chinese miHoYo, I think, is the company that that created and brought up Genshin Impact. And it's really, they did a good job because I mean, it's still super popular.
Yeah.
It runs really well. Oh, and let me mention to you, 100% free, free to play. Like, and there's so much content.
Yeah.
It feels like an actual like game, and it's surprising that it's free.
Yeah, and the graphics are so good. Like, you would think that you would have to pay for something.
So if you're like Haley and you're running out, all you've been playing is Animal Crossing and you're getting, not going to say bored, but you don't play it as much. So if you want to try something else, it's available handheld on your Switch, on your phone, or if you have a decent computer, Genshin Impact.
Yeah,
it's free to play.
They're
you could get decent characters. Like I've leveled up Lisa. She's like one of the free to play characters, and she's one of my favorites too. Like it's like it doesn't like some characters obviously are better than others, but she's so balanced enough that even though she's a free character, if you level her up and bring up all her skills and everything high enough,
yeah,
she is definitely usable for a lot of things. And it's cool because all the different characters are like, you know, it's either like a bowman, like, or like close range, like sword, or like, you know, mages, and there's different elements for all of them. Like, it's not like they could use, like a mage can use different elements to themselves, but each character has their own specific element, and you have four of them and you can switch them off at the same time. Like, if I have a healer, this water healer, Barbara, I use her to heal, and then she uses water attacks too.
What does her name sound
like? I don't know. It's very English. So Barbara would, like, I would use her to, like, use water attacks, right? So the enemy has water on them, you know, is wet, and then I could use her to heal. Then I could switch off to Lisa, and that's what I would, then she's electric. So it will amplify the effects because the enemy is wet.
So it makes sense.
So it's very important that you use a lot of different, like elemental judgment and elemental combinations in this game to do more damage and do all that kind of stuff. And yeah, there's dungeons. Like I said, you can run in fours. So it's like four people at the same time. Yeah, I know. No big raids. The party quests that are just the 4-man dungeons. Haley's used to PQs because she played MapleStory. I'm used to dungeons and instances because I used to play World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, check it out. Genshin Impact. I'm sure we'll probably talk about it again in the future, depending on what else comes out.
Right.
So, right now it's the big lunar.
Get me to play.
Yeah, or if Haley starts playing. There's a big Lunar New Year event, like I said, right now. And you can get, like, a free character. That's my motivation
to
play.
Who is it?
Like, it's out of, like, six different ones.
Is it Yao?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Yeah, everyone's been simping about this guy named Zhao. I saw him for a little bit when I started the quest, but so check it out. I'm sure Haley will soon, hopefully.
Maybe.
I will try to convince her. And she has Brittany anyways, so Brittany will try to convince her. So fingers crossed. Then lastly, our anime talk.
Mm-hmm.
Ore Monogatari.
Yes. Another shoujo?
It's another shoujo, Ore Monogatari, or also known as
My Love Story.
And it's super good. Like, it's a lot of comedy, a lot of romance, and it's just one of those typical, like, nice shoujos, like slice of life, but
a little bit more comedy though. Very slice of life, but there's
more comedy than usual, in a good way.
Just because the main character or the main guy is, like, freaking hilarious. Like, he's not your typical cute, tiny Japanese boy,
so,
I guess.
Takeo Goda is the main character, and he's like this really big dude with like thick eyebrows,
super
like bulky.
Tall.
He's not a douche or anything. He's just a really nice guy. He's like super
built,
but he's super
stuff.
Strong, super like a
big,
muscle big dude.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Yeah.
And like the story kind of revolves him and his like love story and like his romance life.
Yeah, so for Take-kun, he is really bad with getting girls because of like his appearance, and plus his best friend Suna, he is really good looking. Like, he's a really cute, pretty boy. You know, all the girls go after him. So like whenever Take and Suna are together, like, of course the girls are always going to choose Suna. Like, they always have a crush on him, so like he doesn't have a chance, kind of thing.
And that's usually the case with him until one fateful day.
Yes. The gods blessed him.
So what happened with that?
So from what I remember, he was on the train and there was this one girl. Her name is Wrinkle. She's like the other main character. She was getting molested on the train. So Take saw that and he stood up and like basically saved her. And so like after that, she fell in love with him.
Right,
but
she did.
He had no idea. He's like super clueless.
And Rico's so, really tiny too.
Yeah,
so
really
it's like the
tiny,
opposite. It's like you wouldn't expect.
So small and so cute. Like, so every time like she would come and approach them, he always thought that she was like crushing on Suna, like his best friend.
And Takeo would just be really nice to her and like, you know, be happy for his best friend.
Yeah, but at the same
but
time,
she's just really nervous around him because
she
really
was
likes
really
him.
Nervous. And then so I think she was like asking Suna too for like help, and then like they were hanging out together, but she was trying to get Suna to like help, you know, talk to
get
Take.
More info
but
on Take.
But then Take was like freaking out because he was like, oh man, they're spending like time together alone and stuff.
And
like that.
Suna is a really nice guy. He's not even trying to get at her, and he's actually genuinely helping Takeo and Rinko.
Yeah.
But it's always, you know, it's that typical kind of like a lot of miscommunication and misunderstandings and confusion.
It's really cute. And they have like the funniest facial expressions.
Oh, it's so good. Takeo's facial expressions are freaking awesome.
So funny when they draw them, good. Like, so exaggerated.
It's so funny. I love it. Yeah, it's like super exaggerated. Like, they make him look like, you know, a lot of like, it reminds me of like, almost like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure or like Fist of the North Star. Like, it's like super manly and like super like, so that's what, like, that's like kind of spin off because it's a little different because the main character is not what you expect of a shoujo type story. And there's an anime series. And then the manga, of course, you know, the anime goes only so far and then you have to continue off in the manga, but it does a good job still.
Yeah, it's cute.
So much fun.
Definitely something, like, if you don't want too much action and just want something cute and funny, it's nice to watch.
My love story, Ore Monogatari. So I guess Ore is my, right? Because I know Monogatari for the most part is story.
So like his love story.
His love story. And they're in high school. It's like, that's why typical shoujo kind of thing, except with a lot of really fun, entertaining, comedic stuff going on.
It's been so long since we watched that.
It came out a while back already, too. It's maybe a few years ago, if not more.
Like, it's stuck in our minds.
Right. It aged well, and I'm sure a lot of people who find it definitely enjoy it. It's super fun. And I mean, that's all I can say about it. Anything
else? We don't want to
We don't want to, you know, like, get too far about what's going on, but that's, check it out. It's definitely a lot of fun to watch. And what's after anime?
That's the end.
So thank you guys for joining us as always. Definitely leave a like, follow, subscribe wherever you're listening, or even rate. I heard recently, like, you can rate podcasts, and that helps other people find our podcasts. So please rate, as always, if you want to, like, leave a message or send us anything, animunchiesla@gmail.com. Don't be afraid to just send something, even if it's like one letter.
Like, hey, even if we open up
like, the letter B for B. And that's pretty much it. So thank you guys for joining us wherever you are on the globe. If you're sitting down, laying down, flying, you might be in the air. You might have saved the podcast and it's on airplane mode. And thanks for joining us and listening to us. See ya.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.